everybody, and welcome to Over the Top. This is the second season we're doing
second
this.
Season.
We're back from COVID. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you're staying safe. I'm Kyle. Got my man Justin here. What's up, dude?
What's up, Kyle? Welcome back. This is it's been a long layoff for us here at the pod, but excited to be back. And
feels weird.
It's already the new season. I feel like we just ended the last season, and it's just rolling right back on us and starting Saturday.
Yeah, it was 4 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago.
Seems like your favorite team just won the FA Cup.
Oh, God. And the Community Shield. Don't forget that.
Yeah. How many more trophies is in that this decade than Tottenham?
Isn't it funny that Arsenal, in their like worst season in recent memory, still gets two trophies? And my lovely Spurs got nothing.
Swansea have won a trophy more recently than Spurs.
Wow, you're not kidding about that, are
you? No.
The League Cup, right?
Yeah.
Jesus. Well, anyway.
Anyways.
Hey, well, we thought before the season would restart that we'd do a little preview of all the teams. We're going to do two separate episodes, preview 10 teams. We're just going to go in alphabetical order. It's probably easier.
Yeah, so this is part one. So we're going Arsenal through Leicester City.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a different team or want to know about the Manchester teams, go to part two.
Yep.
But we do have some interesting teams in this episode, including Arsenal.
Yep.
We're
going to
start with them.
Yep.
Chelsea, I mean, so much is going on with Chelsea.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to dive deep into there.
No kidding.
Everton.
Yeah, Kyle. James.
I mean,
we'll get into
heck?
It.
I mean, wow. And I mean, Leicester is always interesting as well. Just coming off their really, honestly, you have to say disappointing fifth place finish.
Yeah, it's true. Don't forget about Brighton, too.
Oh, yeah. Our favorite. If you haven't listened to the pod before, our favorite team.
Yeah, we love Brighton here. It's totally sarcasm, but we'll get into it and spend probably a total of like a minute or two on Brighton. But let's just jump right into it. We got Arsenal. I guess first things first, let's look at some transfer business they've got going on. They've spent a good amount of dough. They brought in Pablo Mari permanently. I believe that was a loan at the end of second half of last season. Cedric Suarez, similar sort of situation, from Southampton, a right back. They brought in Willian on a free transfer. Probably a good bit of business, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting looking at their attacking options there, but we'll get into that in a second.
Two young center backs to solve all their defensive problems with Gabriel. I personally don't know much about him, but he's from Lille, highly rated. And William Saliba, also very highly rated. I think he's 19 years old. They bought him last summer, sent him out back on loan. And Danny Ceballos on loan, and they shipped out Henrik Mkhitaryan. What do you think of that business?
Well, one, I forgot about Mkhitaryan completely ever since he's on my beloved Dortmund. He hasn't done anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's okay. Like, I wouldn't say anything bad about these players. Like, Danny Ceballos, why I think he's a little overrated, I don't think he's a bad player by any stretch of the imagination. Two young defenders, I mean, can't hurt. I mean, you can't get much worse than David Luiz and what
it's
they had last year. So
it's only going up from where they are.
I mean, Mustafi is just a walking own goal.
Yeah.
Suarez, good backup, right? Like, I think that's a solid backup for them and a good rotation player, especially when they have Europa League coming up. And Willian, I mean, more depth. I mean, if Lacazette's going to leave, which we didn't mention, but I mean, he seems on the outs.
Yeah.
So I think it's decent. Now, that's still, I don't think they're title defenders, and we'll get to that. Or title defenders. Defenders. I don't think they're title challengers. But, I mean, I think it was solid, Kyle.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, definitely have to lean more on the good rather than bad as far as transfer business goes. I think Willian's a pretty good signing. I mean, because they've got a lot of young talent. They've managed to hold on to Aubameyang, although that contract situation, he's got 1 year left running. Is he going to sign? Is he, you know, will he re-sign?
I don't know. I feel like people are more confident than they should be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think so too.
Why wouldn't Aubameyang say, like, if Arsenal don't make another Champions League, like, shit, I'm getting older. I don't have time to be peddling around in this Europa League nonsense.
Yeah,
let me go to a better team.
Aubameyang's 30 years old now.
It's not young
and his
anymore.
His game is based on pace. And
he's still fast. But
I'm amazed that it's still there. But, you know, he might be looking at all these teams that have these aging strikers and thinking maybe he can do a job there. But that's a big question mark. But definitely some good business from Arsenal. The defense, though. Huge question marks. They have about 7, maybe 8 center backs on their books now. They bring in these two young center backs. Will they solve all their problems?
I mean, I think Socrates is probably on the way out.
Yeah.
Mustafi should be if he's not. I mean, they probably can't sell him.
Who's
going
to want to buy Mustafi?
Maybe the Sounders. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, Gabriel seems to be the starter, though. Like, we're unsure about these other young players, but like, he's very highly rated. I can't say I watched a ton of him on Lille, but I mean, Lille just produces this talent year in and year out.
Yeah,
so.
But I know with Gabriel, United and Spurs were also looking at him. I think maybe Napoli as well, but Saliba is also highly rated. So it'll be interesting to see, but, you know, maybe it's a good sort of alternative to David Luiz, or a good person to pair David Luiz with.
And we'll see. And we'll see what Arteta can do with this talent, right? Because
here's,
I mean,
David Luiz.
Oh, that was Siri, by the way. I mean, I just want to know what he can do, because
where's David Luiz?
in the Community Shield, they looked a lot better. I mean, just how they were set up, how they pressed, what their strategy was, right? They just looked like they were playing to their strengths rather than whatever Unai Emery was trying to do.
Yeah, for me, Aubameyang staying is a huge plus, but the major plus going into the season for Arsenal, in my opinion, is Arteta. I think he had them going in a really good direction. They actually seem to want to play for him, so I think Arteta as a growing manager, that's the best possible thing for Arsenal moving in the season.
And then lastly, just mentioning real quick, Ozil's still in the books. I mean,
yeah,
he hasn't played meaningful minutes in a while. He's getting paid a lot. I imagine he's gonna leave sometime soon if he doesn't play.
You think so? I think
I mean, he has to, right? I mean,
kind of like the Bale situation, except even worse. I don't think Ozil wants to take a pay cut, and he's happy to ride Pine
and he's like
paid.
Oh, come on Reds, you know, whatever the Gunners, go Gunners, whatever the fuck
London
they call themselves.
Is red, huh? Yeah, I mean, he's what gets paid like £500,000 a week, which comes out to like what $650,000
yeah.
a week. It's crazy money.
So transfer rating, I mean, looking at all their off-season rating, I'll give them a B just for myself. I mean, I wouldn't say there's anything marquee there, but solid. And I mean, the coaching upgrade, which they signed last year, but just having that full off-season to prepare, I'll give it a B. And then we're not gonna do actual like Premier League finishes, but I'm gonna go over their ceiling and floors with you. I think their ceiling is probably fourth place. I don't see them doing better than that with just the talent that's in the Premier League this year. And I think that would be a really solid season for Arsenal. And I think their floor would be 10th. And I think that would be really harsh. But, you know, some players get injured. They sell Lacazette. Aubameyang gets injured. They really struggle through the season. And, you know, the short, condensed games that are going to happen in December with no depth, I could see them finishing around 10th. And they're probably finished somewhere in the middle of those two.
Yeah, I'm tempted to give them a worse transfer rating than what I'm going to give them, because look, if you can shell out 70 million on a player you don't need in Nicolas Pepe, then why not shell out all that money on what you really need, which is a center back?
It was last year, Kyle.
I know, but at the same time, you know, two young up-and-coming promising center backs, you got to give them a B for that. Bringing back Ceballos, Willian on a free, that's some good business. So for ceiling, I'm with you. I think fourth is probably as high as they could possibly go, because I think they'll have a lot of energy and improve a lot from last season. But on the floor, I can't see them finishing lower than seventh.
Wow, okay.
And I'm a Spurs fan, so what does that say? Anyway.
All right, Aston Villa, Kyle. Not much to speak of here, which is surprising for a club that honestly should have been relegated last year.
Yeah. If VAR was actually doing its job when... Or it wasn't even VAR, it was goal line technology,
and that was kind of a freak error, if you will. But anyway, Matty Cash coming into Aston Villa, no outgoings to note.
Matty Cash.
Although I think the most notable thing about Aston Villa is that Grealish stayed.
Yeah, I think when it comes to Villa, Grealish is everything. He's their only talent. He's their shining light. When they sell him, they'll get a lot of money. You know, Grealish is Villa. I mean, they only brought in Matty Cash as what, a left back from the championship?
I mean, the transfer window is still open, so they could still get a Josh King. They could get a Brewster from Liverpool. They can get Ollie Watkins, which they're rumored from Brentford. He was really good in the championship last year. Yeah, so there are some things they are rumored with.
Yeah, and that is good, because, you know, what Villa really struggled with, well, their defense is also garbage, but they struggled to score goals, and Ollie Watkins was scoring 25 goals for the championship. I think he won Championship Player of the Year. Brewster was good on loan at your boy Swansea.
That's right.
So, yeah, I mean, they really need one of those signings, but you'd expect Villa, with how much they struggled last year and how much cash they splashed last year, to be doing more business.
They were rumored with Kieran Trippier for a little bit, which I thought was a bizarre rumor. I mean, ceiling for Villa, I mean, I think that's just survival, honestly. Yeah. Whether that's 14th or 17th, they're going to be in the thick of it. And if they survive, that's the ceiling for them. I mean, Grealish can only take them so far. And then the floor is last. I mean, like, if Grealish gets injured or leaves, like, they don't have anything.
Couldn't agree more.
So, I mean, they're very much in the thick of the relegation battle. And probably, I mean, if I had to pick three teams, they'd probably be in there.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I have anything to add on that because I'm with you 100%. On transfer, I'd give him an F so far. But, you know, there's still four or 5 weeks left of the transfer window. So
I'd give him a D-.
All right. So Brighton. Brighton's actually done some pretty nice business, even though they're our favorite team of the podcast. We blast every one of their games in outer space and hardly talk about it.
Cause well, it was like so 10 boring. Straight weeks. It was like 0-0, 1-1, it felt like. So
yeah, it was brutal. But this year, you know, they actually improved their style under their new manager. Remind me his name? Graham Potter.
Yeah, former Swansea. Yeah.
But they brought in Joel Veltman, a center back.
Kind of an interesting signing for them.
Yeah, it is. Ajax starter. I think he started against Spurs in that Champions League semi. And Adam Lallana from Liverpool. I think that's some pretty good business. And transfers out, they lost Aaron Moy, who's good for them. Shane Duffy, Irish center back. Glenn Murray, striker. Montoya, former Barca, but not good.
Yeah.
Anthony Knockhart was at
Fulham last year, and he's staying there. Yeah.
So I don't know. I think with Brighton, we've got some clever signings. And I'm reading that they might be interested in Alfredo Morelos from Rangers. I don't know if that does a business for them, but I don't know. The question with Brighton, can we stop blasting them into outer space? Are they actually somewhat interesting this year?
We will still blast them to outer space, no question. They will have those games like a Brighton Newcastle game. Oh boy, I mean, unless Newcastle signs
them. Yeah, don't sleep on Newcastle.
They're okay. I mean, signings, I'll give them a C. Like, it's solid, right? Like, you know, Adam Lallana could be good if he rediscovers his old form somehow. It seems like he hasn't played in forever. But they do have really slick jerseys this year, Kyle. If you haven't checked them out, they do look nice with those. Straight blue with the white collar.
Yeah.
Ceiling floor, I mean, Brighton, I think around 11th, 12th place would be their ceiling, like a really nice mid-table finish. And then their floor is probably like 18th, like just in the relegation battle. And I think they're probably somewhere in the middle of those places.
Okay. Yeah, I think for me, for transfers, I'd give them an A-.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're not spending much money, but they've improved their starting 11 in two different places already. If they add a striker, which I think they'll be looking at, it's good business. Floor, relegation spots. Ceiling, I'll go 12th. I think they're going to be decent. I think they'll stay up this year.
Burnley, Kyle, in. No one to know. I mean, kind of interesting. I mean, Sean Dyche has worked wonders with that team for, it seems like, years, right?
Yeah.
Out, I mean, Aaron Lennon, old Tottenham great.
He was released for nothing.
Joe Hart, basically to a worse club. And then, I mean, not much to note of there. So you can't even grade it, right? Because they're probably not finished with it.
I mean, they lost Jeff Hendrick, too. So, I mean, they lost... Well, Lennon and Hart weren't starting, but Hendrick was starting. But they've done no business, and apparently there's no money available, which makes me question mark. You know, it puts huge question marks on Burnley as a team. Is this the year where they
stop
overstaying their welcome?
Yeah, because if you think of like Premier League staples, I think of other teams way before Burnley, right? Like even a Leeds, right, who just got promoted.
I mean, Sean Dyche, their manager, has done wonders keeping them up for four seasons now, five
seasons?
Yeah,
it's been a while.
It has been a while. On a shoestring budget, playing a tough style. You know, I think it will be more of the same from Burnley, but I can see this season being a bit of a struggle.
And I agree.
Especially with someone like Roy Hodgson getting old at Palace. I could see Palace going for Sean Dyche. And if Sean Dyche goes, it's over for Burnley.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think he has many seasons left, to be honest. He's been there for a long time.
So for transfer rating for me,
I mean, it's
straight up
incomplete. It's like not a D&I, you know.
TBD, I guess.
I mean, their ceiling, I have to say, around 14th. I'm a little sour on Burnley this year. I mean, they have some players, but I think it's a struggle, and I think their bottom is 18th. I think they have a really narrow stretch where they're going to be kind of in the thick of it this year.
Yeah, I think more than any other season we've seen recently, they'll be in the relegation dogfight. I'd still give them an F for transfer ratings. I know it's too early, but ceiling. Well, Sean Dyche always impresses me, so I'll say 10th, but oh. I don't see them doing that. Oh. And floor, relegation.
Yeah.
I think this could be a bad year for Burnley.
All right, Kyle, Chelsea. What people are probably most interested in for this team, or for this episode, I mean.
For me, Chelsea, probably the most interesting team with the most question marks going into the next season.
I mean, half their starters are different, right? I mean, we go from Burnley with no transfers to Chelsea with Timo Werner.
Yep.
Kai Havertz. Mm-hmm. Ziyech from Ajax. Ben Chilwell, Thiago Silva, and Sar.
Yeah, so new left back, new center back, basically whole new attack, new striker, winger, attacking center mid / prodigy and Havertz. Those are some good players, man.
And out just some aging Pedro and Willian. Like, I would say they replaced those.
They've done some crazy business, and people are wondering how can they afford all these transfers in COVID. But I think people forget that they couldn't sign players for two windows. They didn't sign any players. And they were sitting on the Hazard money and Alvaro Morata money, which is like £140 million.
Plus, yeah.
So they really haven't. I think after they bought Ziyech, Werner, and Chilwell, they were at net zero. And they just splashed the cash on Havertz. Silva was a free. That's not bad. It's not bad. But, you know, the news about Chelsea, the storyline going into the season is there's all this pressure on Lampard now. With that, with all these signings, they're not going for top four. They have to go for the title, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're going to sign all those players and be like, oh, we're fine being 30 points adrift from Liverpool. No. I mean, if they finish third and they finish like 8 points back, I think that's one thing, right? Because they're challenging for the title. And I think Lampard would get a total pass on that. But if they're adrift like they were, and then there's the huge gap between them and City and Liverpool, then they can't fly with how much money they just spent on different players.
Yeah, it's interesting because I don't think Chelsea would ever give any manager a pass, but they gave Lampard a pass last season, and he still did really well. And Lampard is Chelsea through and through. So it's, I don't know, man. It's an interesting one. With all these signings, you'd expect them to be the third best, at least in the league, but who's to say that five new starters will gel well, you know? And you know, you had this locker room full of young English up-and-coming talent, and you're basically replacing almost all of them. Does that disrupt the changing room? I don't know.
I mean, Mason Mount, does he have a role to play? Probably, but I can't see him as a starter.
No.
He shouldn't be.
No, I mean, he's lucky he's flexible and can play out wide as well.
I mean, Pulisic's injured to start the season, so he might start. But
I mean, but you have Callum Hudson-Odoi.
You do.
Also, does he play? You have Ruben Loftus-Cheek. Yeah. He was injured all year last year. Does he play? I don't know. Reece James will probably play.
I mean, Azpilicueta is getting a little older. He might spell him more, for sure.
I guess another way to look at this is Chelsea absolutely needed another center back. They got one of the biggest names, experienced in Thiago Silva. I think he's still got it at 36.
He has one more year. I think he has one more year.
I mean, he was great in the Champions League. But asking a 36-year-old to kill it in his first season in the Premier League, that's asking a lot.
It's a lot of young, good talent in the Premier League.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's not a farmer's league.
And everyone says it's a fast, physical league. Can a 36-year-old Brazilian do that?
I mean, he's played at all levels and against all teams in the Champions League.
It's all sorts of talent. They really needed a new left back. They got Chilwell. They really need another striker because I think they got lucky with Tammy doing so well last season.
Yeah.
Werner is one of the best.
I mean, they have Werner, Giroud, and Abraham right now.
Yep.
And Batshuayi, who is probably going to get sold or on loan for sure.
And, you know, after they sold Hazard, people were asking where the creativity is going to come. And a bunch of different people chipped in, and now you throw in Havertz and Ziyech.
Havertz, Ziyech, and Pulisic, but if all healthy, I mean, brutal.
It is brutal.
I mean, transfer business, I mean, it's hard to rate it right now, but you have to give it an A.
Oh, yeah, A+.
I mean, A+. How do you not give that an A? I mean, striker, left back, winger.
Five starters.
center
for
back.
A team like Chelsea.
I mean, they have Lone Army as well, so they have all these players.
And besides Thiago Silva, they're all young players that they could sell on for a profit. That's
so one thing business. I will say that will lower the grade. If they do decide to sell N'Golo Kante, that will lower the grade significantly because it's hard to replace, nearly impossible to replace a player like him.
Yeah, I don't get what Lampard's or Sarri's issue with, you know, with Kante was, but if you put Kante in that team, you'd expect him to challenge for a title, right? But there's a lot of like if, ands, and buts right. with Chelsea. So
they just signed all these players, like they haven't played together.
And you know, preseason is nothing to go off of, and half of these guys haven't even played for Chelsea in preseason. So I don't know. What defines success for them? I think they have to
challenge for a title, whatever that means. They're in the title race till April. I don't know. You know?
If they finish just fourth and are okay, is that a failure? I think it is.
It is. But if they're fourth and it's like somehow a really tight title race, then I think it's acceptable, right? My ceiling for them is second. I don't think they're winning this year. I think there's a lot of chemistry that they're going to need to figure out. Seconds if they go really well and something bad happens to Liverpool or City. Floor probably fifth. I mean, that would be a really bad season for Chelsea.
It would.
Really, really bad with all this talent. I think they're finishing top four for sure.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. A+ for sure for transfer ratings for me. The ceiling, I think they could go for the title. I don't think they will, but I think they could, and that's their ceiling. Floor, I'm with you. They're going to finish top four, but I'll pencil them in at fifth for their floor. And if that happens, there'll be a lot of conversations of whether or not Lampard keeps his job, as people like Pochettino and Max Allegri are floating around there, you know.
Yeah, experienced managers at that too.
Yep. Kike Setien. Jokes. Yeah, so I don't know. Chelsea is one to watch and probably the most interesting story going into the season.
Moving on to Crystal Palace, Kyle. Way less news coming out of there.
Yeah, way less.
Nathan Ferguson and Eazy. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but I feel like I am.
Yeah.
Coming into the squad, no really outgoing transfers to speak of.
Yeah, at least yet. I mean, Zaha's wanted out for forever.
I don't think he's leaving, Kyle. I mean, as of now, there's been nothing about him leaving or rumors of leaving.
Well, the thing with Zaha is, I mean, he's by far their best player. You know, he's like the franchise player, but he was raised up in Palace, and I don't think he'll be forcing a way out. But Palace are asking stupid money, and he's getting to his prime. So, I don't know. He definitely wants to leave, but I don't think he'd be pushing, you know, people's buttons to get out of there. Another year of Roy Hodgson. I can't believe he's still alive, you know. And, you know, he had them playing well last season, but they really tanked at the end of the season. And you know, with Roy Hodgson getting a lot older, the whole Zaha issue, I could see some potential issues with Palace. But on the plus side for them, they're bringing in, you mentioned Eazy, who I've heard is one of the best talents out of the championship, came from QPR. He's an attacking center mid who can play out wide. It's really good on the dribble. Nathan Ferguson, I think, is one to watch. I know he was tracked by a few other teams, but I don't know. Palace is a weird one. They're another one that seem to be overstaying their welcome, but at the same time, they are an old club.
They've been
there for a while, but transfer ratings for me, as of now, you'd probably say better than worse. You know, I'd give them a B, and ceiling for me, I don't see them finishing in top half the table. I'm going to go 12th for the ceiling, and then the floor, I think they could potentially be in that relegation dogfight.
Yeah, I think they could be in the dogfight. I think they have too much talent to get relegated. So transfer business, I'm gonna give them a C. Like nothing. A C is average, right?
I mean, nothing too sexy.
Nothing too sexy. I'm gonna give their ceiling probably 10th.
Okay.
And their floor 16th. So yes, like they're in the relegation scrap, but I do not think they're gonna get relegated.
Do you think Hodgson will stay the whole season?
I do. That's my gut. But
yeah, he's got to be like 80 by the end of the season.
Yeah.
Moving on to another team with a lot of things going on. a lot of things. Everton,
Kyle. I mean, I guess constant news out of them.
Yeah, in the last day or two. So I think it's within the last 24 hours, maybe last 2 days, they've brought in James Rodriguez. Like, just...
I mean, James to Everton. I mean,
let that settle in for a second.
Landon Donovan once played for Everton, right? Let's think of the magnitude of that signing.
Yeah.
I mean, remember him at the 2014 World Cup? I mean, I know that's a long time ago now, but...
So good, it earned him a move to Madrid.
Yeah. I mean, he was good on Madrid for a couple of seasons.
Prodigy status. Yeah, James Rodriguez for £20 million. That, a lot of people are saying he can't do it in the Premier League. He's not a Premier League player. There's so much potential upside to this move. The ceiling is so high for this. I think it's a pretty low-risk transfer.
I mean, how old is he? Like 29?
They bought him for half the money they paid for Sigurdsson.
Isn't that crazy?
Half the money. They bought, like, Michael Keane for more money than James Rodriguez. Keane
has to be considered a bust at how much they paid for him. But
yeah,
I mean, James Rodriguez, and that's only one of the three midfield revamps that they signed.
Yep.
They signed Watford Doucouré. I mean, that's a great signing. I mean, he was Watford's best player.
Yeah, he was.
And they also signed Allen from Napoli, who was a really good player for them.
Basically got a whole new midfield.
And James and Allen would never have signed for Everton if Ancelotti wasn't manager.
No.
Would never happen.
No, they're bringing back the Napoli old boys. Wait, did James play for Napoli?
Mm-mm.
No, he had him at Bayern
Madrid. And Real Madrid, yeah.
Well, he was looking at James when he was at Napoli, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they basically have a whole new midfield. On top of that, Andre Gomez looked really good last season. They've got some options, and their attack is young and only getting better with Charlison and Calvert-Lewin. Again, like last season, we were saying Everton could be good. This year, it's much more convincing, isn't it?
I mean, they have some proven players that have done it at higher levels than before, rather than being more speculative, right? Mm-hmm.
I mean, Luka Dean is a great player.
He has been a great player for them on my fantasy squads this year. So he needs to produce.
I mean, their center backs are highly rated, but just haven't delivered.
I don't love Everton's center backs. I think that's the weakness of their team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Calvert-Lewin has some growth, but he's shown promise, I think. Where Michael Keane and Yerry Mina haven't shown as much as they should, I think.
For me, their weak link is Jordan Pickford.
Oh, I mean, the center of their defense, which includes their goalkeeper. Yeah, I mean, Jordan Pickford's been really underwhelming, especially since the World Cup, right, in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I mean, outgoing business, nothing really notable, to be honest. Schneiderlin didn't play. Baines retired. Niasse, So, like, they didn't really lose anyone. I mean, I predict they might lose one or two center mids. I mean, they have a ton now, so maybe Sigurdsson could be on the outs.
They'll need to shell out a few of them.
They just have too many. Lookman, maybe. I don't know. But
he's still there? Wow.
Yeah, I mean.
Didn't realize.
Carlo Ancelotti, man. Can he do it for Everton? Is he the man, or is he just going to leave because it's too small of a club?
Everton's such a weird and interesting story to, like, go into the season. Because you have all these big players, one of the biggest managers in the world, probably.
Yes.
Has, like, a ridiculous resume. You know, can he do it for Everton? You know, Everton, kind of like Spurs maybe 10, 15 years ago, was always like the so close yet so far teams, and it hasn't panned out for Everton. And they've made a lot of changes, and in the previous seasons, making all those changes hasn't really worked for them. But I think they've got a big ceiling.
I mean, Ancelotti has managed the best teams at the highest levels.
In pretty much Chelsea, every country.
Or Madrid,
Bayern,
to Napoli when they were better. Like, it's almost all the leagues, right?
AC Milan.
Was he at Milan? Oh, yeah.
He was the Milan coach when Milan was great.
Yes. I mean, he knows what a good team looks like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everton wasn't it when he got there, right? They weren't
a mess.
Ain't it? So, I mean, these signings, and at the value they got them, they didn't shell out, like, $50 million for a player. So to redo a midfield with Andre Gomez, which you've mentioned previously, I think that's a solid midfield.
Yeah, I think I see a midfield with Doucouré and Andre Gomez. God, who's the third? Alan. I see all three of them playing, and then James maybe out wide. or something like that. James used to play that position back in the day for like Porto and Monaco. So
yes, I don't know if he has the pace anymore, but I guess we'll find out.
But that's the thing with Everton. Like, how did all these puzzle pieces fit? Do they fit? Yeah. Are their center backs half decent?
I don't know. I'm so excited to find out, to be honest with you.
I mean, transfer ratings.
I have to give it an A- right now.
Gotta give him an A.
I have to give him an A-. I don't love... I wish they did a little more on defense.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it an A-, though. I mean, solid business. Ceiling for Everton, I'd say 6th. I mean, like, to break into one of the top 6 and replace one of those teams. Floor, I'm going to say 11th. Like, they're not... I mean, those players could not gel together. Pickford, defense is disaster class. Richarlison quits on the team or something, right? Yep. Like, but I think they're in that range. I think they have a pretty narrow range. They'll be top half of the table. Trying to upseat one of the teams in the Big 6.
For me, Everton is just going to go back to mid-table mediocrity, but they'll be more exciting this time.
Oh, for sure.
For me, the ceiling is 7th. I don't see them breaking in the top 6. And 4, I'm only going to go as low as 10th. So I
even narrower than I did, like just very narrow range.
I expect them to be fighting for Europa League places, but nothing more than that. But, you know, kind of hope that it all works for James. That'd be cool.
Fulham, Kyle, I mean, this is a team that you and I mean, just before the show even, we have some sour outlook for Fulham. Yeah. Very pessimistic. But, you know, a team coming up from the championship, they won the playoff as the fourth seed, if they will, even though that's like the second best team if you're familiar with championship playoff scenarios. Not much incoming business, to be honest. They got Lomina from Southampton on loan, the American Robinson.
He's like, what, an outside back?
Yeah, I mean, outgoing, nothing to think of, but, I mean, they're a new club. They just shedded a
bunch of championship players.
Championship nonsense. So, I mean, you have Mitrovic up top.
Yeah, I think he could score.
You have Knockert from Brighton, right?
Do they still have Sarri, Jean-Michel Sarri?
I don't think so. In midfield? No. They got him last time they were promoted, right?
We should check this real quick.
All right, we're doing a live search on the show. I'm pretty sure he's not on the squad.
I would be really surprised if he does. What? He's still on the books at Fulham. Wow.
Can you go down to club career? I don't think he played in the... Oh, he went to Galatasaray on loan. Okay.
But he's still at Fulham.
Interesting.
You wouldn't expect him to stay, would you?
I wouldn't, but, I mean, he's in the Premier League. It's not that different of a position. Although, when Fulham were promoted, I guess, a couple years ago, I feel like they had a little more... gusto to them. Didn't they sign Schürrle and some players?
They had these young promising English talents. Cessinho is not even there anymore.
Right.
Kearney, who got hurt all season. I guess Kearney's there. I don't know. Fulham.
I have some sour outlook on them. I don't think they did enough. I mean, granted, we're recording this before the transfer window's over and it doesn't close for a couple weeks now. So, I mean,
that's got to be a big caveat for all these teams, honestly. It's a little, it's all wonky.
It's early, but the season's starting on Saturday. So, we have to preview.
Yeah. But to me, this is a bad team. Probably my pick for the worst team going in the season. Managed by Scott Parker, a young, unproven manager.
Former Tottenham player, Kyle.
Yeah. Hey, I loved Scott Parker. I thought he was great, but wasn't complaining when they replaced him with Dembele, who I thought was awesome. But transfer rating, you'd think they'd do more, right?
Right now it's a D- to F. I mean, you have to do more to stay up. And you had some, you know, some Premier League talent, if you will, with Knockart and with Mitrovic. But, like,
even then, that's a stretch.
It's like, you know, like,
I'm going to give them an F because they're going into the season with the worst squad. You know, they invested a lot last time, which didn't work, and now they're trying a different approach, but now they just aren't getting the players. And they're still relying on Tim Ream, the American center back.
Yikes, who doesn't even get minutes sometimes for the American team, so that's a problem.
Their defense is
ceiling bad. 17th, floor 20th. I mean, it's a bleak outlook for Fulham.
Yeah, for me, the ceiling and floor doesn't matter because they're getting relegated. That's my pick. Sorry, guys.
Another promoted team, Kyle, but I would say twice as interesting because we allocated twice the time for them, is Leeds.
At least twice as interesting. I guess first things first with Leeds to know. Their manager, Marcelo Bielsa, has influenced, Pep Guardiola, Pochettino, Diego Simeone, He's like the architect of the high energy, high press, all out attack sort of style that Pep and Poch have.
The Bielsa coaching tree.
Really, yeah. The Argentina, he's called El Loco because he's apparently so particular, he's crazy. But he gets the best out of average, mediocre players. But they brought in some good signings.
I would say above average or mediocre. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Number one, to mention Rodrigo from Valencia, Kyle. I mean, that's a great signing for them.
He starts up top for Spain. Leeds signed Spain's starting striker. He could also play out wide, too. So that's
not a terrible signing for a promoted club.
For what, 27 million pounds?
Yeah, that's over $30 million. That's like peanuts. That's not too bad.
It's nothing.
I know Valencia was a little cash strung too, but
yeah,
I mean,
after a bad season, yeah. They also brought in Robin Koch from, I believe, Cologne.
I'll have to check that off, but yeah,
yeah,
from the Bundesliga.
Yeah, he was a highly rated center back that I know. Spurs were also tracking, but they signed him for like 13 million pounds. They're doing all this. Yeah, he was with Cologne. Yeah, doing all this really smart business, splashing out the cash, but in a pretty responsible way. But getting these big international players, they signed their backup keeper, re-signed him, Meslier, who I think played after, their keeper, whose name escapes me, was accused of racism. I think he's actually found guilty of racism.
Mm, that's not a good look.
No, not a good look. So we'll see if he starts. Brought in Helder Costa from again Wolves for another season-long loan. Yep. And Jack Harrison, winger, for another loan.
Out, nothing to speak of because they're promoted. They're not trying to go down
right
again. Leeds clearly is not trying to go down again.
No, definitely not. So Leeds, this is... When you think of the term sleeping giant for a football club, Leeds is the sleeping giant in England. I mean, they were in the Champions League semifinal in 2001, I think it was. And then they went into financial hardship and went all the way down to League One and have spent 16 years away from the Premier League. But this is a team that's won Premier Leagues, FA Cups. I think they were the dominant team in the late 60s or the early 70s.
They're a big club.
Them and Spurs and United were like the big clubs way back when.
Them and is it United that have a rivalry?
Yeah. Yes. Like they have totally forgot about that. You know, United signed Eric Cantona from them. When they had financial trouble, they sold like Rio Ferdinand, Robbie Fowler, you know, all these great players. And they're going to come back with like a legendary manager. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I mean, transfer business, I have to give them an A.
It's got to be an A. Yeah.
Outgoing, nothing, incoming, all great. And their ceiling, I probably say, is 9th, and their floor 14th. I think they're staying, Kyle, and I think they're going to be mid-table.
Yeah, the thing with Leeds is, like, Bielsa teams, there's always the threat of them fizzling out from exhaustion because he just pushes his players so hard in training. But this time he has some real talent there as well, and they like blew away the championship last year. I mean,
they were by far the best team for sure,
and they were great the season before, and were unlucky not to get promoted probably, although they lost out to Lampard in Derby. Right?
Yeah.
So they've made some great signings. I think Leeds are going to pull one on a few teams this season, and the style is what'll really catch people's eyes. Bielsa teams score a lot and concede a lot. I can see 4-2 being like an average score. They're going to score a lot of goals, and I think they play with these flying wingbacks that'll contribute a lot.
So what's your ceiling and floor?
Ceiling, I'm gonna say 8.
Okay.
For the ceiling, and for floor, I hate to say this, but floor probably relegation.
Wow, that's a 18th. Crazy range.
I know. Yeah. It's such a. They probably have the craziest range of any team in my eyes because there's potentially such, I think they could be as good of a promoted side as Sheffield or Wolves were, but I could also see them really burn out and fizzle out and it not work. But I hope I'm wrong. I'd pick them probably to finish like 10th.
Before we move on to our last team of part one, Leicester, we have some kind of some breaking news into the podcast, Kyle.
What's that?
Fikayo Tomori from Chelsea is close to completing a season-long loan move to Everton.
To Everton. Okay, well, we just talked about
Everton. Situation. Yeah.
Would he start there?
Probably.
Over who? Mina?
I don't know. Pick your poison. Keane, maybe? Sure. I don't know.
I guess with Keane and Tomori, they'd have like a young center back. English.
I mean, Yerry Mina's not old either.
It's true. That's interesting.
That's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everton trying to do something there. That's it.
I feel like they still need a right back too, but you know.
I mean,
there's still not, like,
it doesn't
whole month
hurt
left.
To have another center back though. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't have great ones.
Not at all.
Moving on to Leicester. Not much transfer business there. I mean, the big one. They lost Ben Chilwell, right?
Yeah.
He was always on the outs, it seemed. Mm-hmm. Would have been nice for them, I'm sure, to have him at the end of last season when they collapsed terribly.
When they absolutely choked. Yeah. Felt like a stone.
Castagne, the Belgian from Atalanta, they got him to replace. So one-for-one replacement, and that's all they've done.
That is
didn't
all
lose
done,
anyone.
Yeah.
Didn't lose James Maddison.
Yeah, I guess that's the main plus for Leicester. You know, they didn't lose any of their major players other than Chilwell. And even then, Chilwell has been in the side for about a year and a half, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, although I do think Chilwell's... It's pretty rare to find a good left back these days, and I think he's a really good left back. But Castagne, Spurs are looking at him, but he's right-footed, isn't he?
See, I'm unsure about that. I haven't seen a lot of...
What's weird is, like, when I watched Atalanta in the Champions League, Castagne was sometimes playing left back, sometimes wouldn't start, but a right-footed left back, I just thought that was weird for a player who's so left-footed in Chilwell, you know, replacing him that way. It's... I don't know. I have some question marks. I have some question marks if they can be as good as they were last season. But they didn't lose that many people.
No. I mean, injuries really hurt them at the end of last year. So if they can get healthy, you know, sometime in October with Ricardo Pereira coming back, which is huge for them.
Huge.
James Maddison being healthy and then having their full complement of wingers such as Barnes and Yossi Perez and Demarai Gray and et cetera. Yeah. They're going to be a solid team.
Both Soyuncu and Evans not suspended because they were suspended at different times last
season. Brutal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think if they, you know, they manage their Europa League fixture congestion that they're going to have and they stay relatively healthy, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like, they're a good team club. They're not, you know, nothing major is going to happen to Leicester.
Yeah.
And so, speaking of the transfer rating, I'm going to give them a C. I mean, nothing... You know, they get credit for not doing anything, really, you know, so not losing more players.
It's true.
So average for me. And C is not bad for me. That's like, you know, you're average. You're bang on.
Yeah.
You didn't get better, probably, but you didn't get worse. Although my mom would have, like, slapped me if I got a C growing up. Ceiling, I'm probably going to have Leicester 7th. I mean, I don't think they're going to be as good as last year. I think that's if things go well. They make a Europa League challenge. You know, they managed the fixture congestion. Other teams got better, I would say, more so than Leicester did. And I think a floor is probably 11th, maybe. So I see them at, like, the bottom half of the top 10.
Yeah.
Probably below, like, those Evertons and those other clubs. But
yeah,
where you at?
Leicester is an interesting one because I think Brendan Rodgers did a world of good on his career last season. And I think if he does well this season, if Leicester do well this season, you know, I think he'll really prove everyone wrong. But Leicester just is not deep. They don't have a deep squad, and they didn't address that. And that makes me worry for them. They overachieved last year, and, you know, while a lot of their best players are young and will presumably get better, they need depth, and they haven't had that. So I'd probably give them a D in transfer rating, which is probably a bit harsh.
A little harsh.
Which is harsh, but I think there were things they needed to do, which they didn't, but... The most important thing, I guess, you know, you're right. They did keep their best players like James Maddison. Ceiling for me, you know, I'll say 5th for ceiling.
Okay.
You know, the potential's there. The players are there. But the floor, I'm going to go 11th.
Yeah.
I'd probably expect them to be top half of the table, but I think Wolves and maybe Everton probably have better squads.
That's it for our first 10, Kyle.
Yeah.
Arsenal through Leicester City. Some good teams in there. If you're interested in another team or want to hear part 2, we have Liverpool through, what's the last team? We don't have Wigan anymore.
No, I think we've got
Wolves. Yeah, so Leicester through Wolves. A lot of interesting teams are there. Check that out. Mm-hmm. Check that episode out for Kyle. I'm Justin, and we'll see you soon for the kickoff of the Premier League.
See you, everyone.